Progress was slow. There being 2 score to move through the ever-narrowing passage, whose timbers creaked and groaned, causing dirt to sprinkle down each time a shoulder or foot jarred a support. "We are close," Issa said. "I smell the falls, feel the wet on the air. Soon we shall be above ground." Elflood peered past her to the housecarls, who led the way with a torch borne high, then behind at those following single file. Placed at regular intervals among the castle folk were soldiers to ensure all proceeded as instructed and put down panic when it arose. Thus far, there was only one instance, that of an elderly man who feared being buried alive and demanded they turn back. Before he could rouse others, he was knocked unconscious and put over the shoulder of a man-at-arms. Centre of that long column was another torch, this one held aloft by Aldrich, and a third was carried by one of 2 housecarls, bringing up the rear. "There," Issa said. Elflood followed her lady's gaze and nearly asked the purpose of the rope wrapped round the bottom of a post, but when she tracked its length tucked against the base of the wall and saw it extended 30 feet ahead and was wrapped around each successive timber, she guessed here was the means of bringing down this section of tunnel to ensure any who discovered the passage would have to turn back, giving Issa and her people more time to escape.